Sorry?
Goodness sake, Doc. Where are we going? You've been caressing the directional controls for the past hour. What are you up to?
Preparing. Didn't I say about it earlier?
No. You rarely say anything about anything. You pull that face when you play chess and you're pulling it again now.
What face? Hasn't changed again, has it?
That one.
I don't have a face. Sammy, have I ever told you that you are the light of all my lives?
No. Wait. Are you trying to butter me up?
What? No, 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 of course not.
Something has gone wrong with this infernal contraption again, hasn't it?
No, of course not. The TARDIS and I have been very good to each other of late.
Then what is it? I see that glint in your eye. What's up?
Gosh, you're right. I can't keep this up, Sammy. It's Christmas.
And?
And who have you always wanted to meet at Christmas? Someone Christmassy, perhaps?
I don't know. Marilyn Monroe or Da Vinci or Father... Oh, are you joking me?
Ha ha! The man. The man. Father Christmas, in fact. In person, Sammy.
Wait, you aren't taking me to the shopping centre, are you? You know I spent many hapless years at Santa's Grotto when Mum and Dad used to take me. Only to find it's some random old guy with a stuck-on beard.
He's such a fox.
Got a man crush there, have you, Doc?
What? No. He's just a deceptively clever fellow.
How so?
Well, he defies the laws of creation. He's able to transpose himself across your entire planet. Projections, even. How that's possible, I'll never know. All in one night, too.
You make him sound unearthly. Time Lord, even.
Ha! Maybe so. There's no knowing what or whom he really is. I've always suspected some technology is involved somewhere. And there he is.
Oh, you've set us for Christmas Eve night.
Or Christmas morning. Yes, I thought I'd catch the fellow in the act, as it were. So I have to set the temporal stasis controls.
Cheeky.
And we'll just have a gander. I can't wait! This will give the future me a night off.
You mean the cuddly one going on about the ice skating chickens all the time?
That's the one. One day I'll find out what he really means by that. Now, my dear Sammy, are you ready to meet the figure you have adored since your first Power Rangers figure set?
I'm not ready, but sure. Hey, wait! You sly? Hey, Doctor, this doesn't look right. Wait, Doctor!
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Doctor, you've got a... Well, I can't believe it.
Me neither. He's managed to sustain the Earth in a frozen moment of time. Every person, every creature, the atmosphere, all of time suspended while our red fellow flies to make the dream of every person on Earth come true for the morning.
Stunning. I don't think I've ever witnessed such a sight. Everything just still, motionless, yet alive. It's magical.
That'd be nice if it was.
Hey, he won't put us on his naughty list for watching, will he?
Oh, no. I doubt he knows. Not that it matters. These moments only last long enough for him to get the job done. Then it's back to normal again.
Doctor?
Unless my watch has stopped. Which it hasn't. Time should have started again by now.
Maybe he has one more chimney to climb.
Something is wrong. Definitely wrong. The TARDIS can't take the temporal stasis anymore. Quick! Where are you taking us, old girl? Are you okay?
I've been better. Where are we?
I don't know. Scanner on the blink. Let's take the bold move and step outside.
Heart!
Sontarans. Well, I think they're Sontarans.
They are a little shorter than I remember.
Oh, yes, they are. Now that you mention it, I thought they had grown up.
What, by 2 feet?
Even I've been known to vary in size.
Silence, you insolent scum! You are prisoners of the Sontar Polar Expeditionary Brigade.
Sontarans on ice.
Dressed like bloody elves, pointed shoes and funny hats.
Hey, enough about the Time Lords. I always liked the shoes.
Didn't you hear us? Silence, scum!
Oh, sorry about that. What did you say again? Polar Expedition? Which pole? More importantly, what planet?
The northern pole of Earth.
This can only be...
No way.
Welcome to Sontar Claw's workshop, Time Lord.
Oh dear.
Well, he can certainly fit into those threads. He makes the real Father Christmas look like a candy cane.
Well, hello, big boy.
You will address me as Sontar Claws.
Kill me. Kill me now.
As you wish.
No. Figure of speech, little guy.
What have you done with the real Father Christmas, you big brute?
And the elves?
The man of burning red and white has been imprisoned. Him and the smaller people are quite safe.
They had better be.
So you are the one known as Doctor.
I am. What of it?
You are here by a slave to the Sontaran race, a prisoner to our will. You will serve us and you will receive a quick and moderately painless death. Refuse and you will die.
Decisions, Doc.
What is it you want me to do?
We demand the temple's secrets to your craft, TARDIS.
Doesn't everybody? It's not a bigger on the inside Christmas present for you to unwrap. It's a millennia old time capsule that can...
Oh, take wait. The female. Lock her up.
Oi, hands off Shorty.
Wait, I need her. She shares the secrets with me. Without her, you will never know.
Lies, despite our shortcomings. We have limited knowledge of your time capsules, and know it only takes one Time Lord to operate it.
Well, six.
You do not need the female. She is expendable.
Not to me. Harm her and I'll destroy the ship.
Just lock her away.
Yes, sir. Move, female.
Doctor?
It will be all right. Do you have your spare torch, just in case? I hear prison cells get dark in North Pole Land.
What? Oh, wait, yes. I see. Yes, I have a torch.
Toodle-pip. Santa Claus, I am all yours.
You dicky-hatted charlatan.
Lady, are you hurt?
Oh, hello. No, I'm fine, thank you. Just a shocking lack of dignity.
They are embarrassing, aren't they?
Oh, yes, I guess they are. Who is that, by the way?
Oh, you have a light. Thank you, lady.
Gosh, the doc was right. You're...
That's right. We're the elves.
You're real.
That's right, lady. Best toy makers in the business and no mistake. Direct and personal workforce to the big red guy himself.
You must be the doctor's little helper.
Not exactly little, nor his helper, but I guess so.
You have the doctor's magic torch.
This thing, yeah.
Oh, he'll be glad to know you're well.
What? Who? You mean him?
The one and only.
Oh, my days.
Hey, boss.
Sammy. My dear Sammy.
It's really you.
Yes, child, it is me.
Well, looky here. Speechless.
A neglected trait of your people, Time Lord.
It's indescribable.
As you see, the primitive being's toy production plant is now something more adequate for our plans, manufacturing explosives and weapons of total obliteration. The speed at which has never been seen before in Sontaran history.
You are making the hopes and dreams of millions of children upon this earth into an unholy nightmare.
Indeed. Is it not glorious? The legend of this Santa Claus creature was highly interesting. Our report showed that there was little defense and we invaded. And now this all belongs to us.
I cannot allow this.
It was an unwise tactic to reveal their secrets so openly. This Naughtier Knights document provides the target information for the whole planet. We could crush this world in one night and claim glory for Santa. Santa ho! Santa ho!
Santa ho!
Santa ho!
Then all will hail with your name. I can hear it now. Dashing through the snow in a one rocket open sled. Over the earth we go, killing all the way.
Interesting thought. Make a note, Corporal.
Yes, sir.
All hail Santa Claus, the destroyer of Christmas.
I'm glad you approve, Time Lord.
Approve? Approve? This is unspeakable. You and your psycho midgets.
These are the LVS clones. Smaller in stature, but their mental agility and technical skills are unparalleled.
LVS? Elves? I didn't know Sontarans had a twisted sense of humour.
We Sontarans seldom laugh. But by slaughtering billions dressed as the adored Santa Claus and his elves, we roar with laughter. Santa ho! Santa ho!
Then why do you need me and the TARDIS?
Your time capsule will provide the perfect vessel to slaughter billions in all time zones of this planet and more.
You create a paradox and risk breaking the time vortex. This cannot be allowed to happen.
You will help us or your friends will die.
My dear child, I was so worried those unearthly creatures had harmed you.
tough as old boots me. How do you know me anyway? We've never actually met, have we?
Milton Keynes, Santa's Grotto, 1995. You asked for a doll's house and a pet rabbit.
Fidgety little bleeder.
Fidget, that's my rabbit's name. Was my rabbit's name. I got the doll's house too. That was you.
Every Father Christmas is me, either in mind or body. I've put a lot of work in over the years.
I kept thinking when growing up that I wouldn't know how to react if I ever met you properly. Mum and Dad let me believe it was you and then not you.
They were wise too. But now we need to work out how to get out of here and help the doctor. The poor boy is facing a difficult choice.
Boss, there are two of those potato punters on guard outside.
They're Centaurans. This isn't the first time the doctor and I have dealt with them. Well, that was another squadron. These guys are new. Shorter. That hole in the back of their necks, give that a crack and they're out cold.
Fascinating!
In that case, guard! I am Father Christmas and I demand you take me to your general now!
What?
Now, lads!
Take that, Spookface!
No!
Got him right in the kisser!
Ah, Christmas pudding. My favourite.
Elementary elf defence ducky.
Now, we must help the doctor.
I will ask you for the last time, General. Please stop this, or I have no choice but to stop you.
You and what army, Doctor?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow. Let it snow.
What?
Let it snow.
What is happening?
You are under attack, sir.
But am I the soldier?
Christmas puddings. General, duck!
My weaponry!
Not bad, not bad, considering I didn't plan it.
Now look here, Santa Claus! You do not deserve the name of Claus! Now cease and we'll end this peacefully.
Looks like a true palace revolution, General. I think your men should stand down now. Well, they can't get any closer to the ground.
Doctor!
Santa, you old rogue, you. Look at this. Pure genius.
I couldn't have done it without your companion.
Yes, Sammy. She's top of the class. Where is she?
She's done wonders orchestrating the attack from the control room.
Not far away, Doc. I can't say much for your singing,
It is though. Christmas after all. Always good with dials. That girl. Now, what a mess. I hope your insurance covers this.
I seem to be defeated in my main objective. If I cannot have Christmas, then no one can.
Doctor! Look out!
Santa-ho! Santa-ho! Santa-ho!
He started the self-destruct, Sammy. Stay here. Look after Santa.
Where are you
Stop
going?
Stop Santa.
What about the countdown?
I'm sure the elves will know what to do.
Don't look at us. The failsafe is the biggest department.
Deal with it. I'll get after Santa. We need to incarcerate him. I'll be back.
Oh, Santa, please hang in there, big guy. How can I stop it?
Santa! Santa!
You have caused me an embarrassing defeat, Doctor! We could have ruled this world!
No one rules Christmas.
And I have made sure of that. I am a Santaran warrior. Nothing can stop me.
Committed the most heinous crime ever, shooting the bringer of Christmas, the bringer of peace and love, and I bet you have annoyed Mrs. Christmas.
Come on, Santa, you can't die.
It's all right, my dear. I tried to save Christmas. That was my job.
But we can't have Christmas without you.
It's too late.
No, 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 no.
He's gone.
This can't happen. If only... Wait, it's never too late. The temple stasis.
Quick, young lady, to the control room.
This way.
If I die, I will make sure that we all die together. The countdown will make a triumphant epilogue to the excellent defeat of planet Earth.
Christmas and Earth will not die. The universe and I will not allow it.
You cannot stop me!
Stop me! Stop me!
Of course. The temporal stasis. Sammy, you clever girl.
Now to find the failsafe for the countdown. Do you know? Oh, wait, you're frozen too. Stupid, Sammy.
Far from it. You're the most cleverest girl I know, Sammy. Is cleverest even a word?
Doctor, but you're not...
No, I'm a time-sensitive, remember? I live out of the realms of normal time.
A failsafe, Doctor.
Oh, yes.
No screwdriver?
Not this time. Dealing with something else at the moment. Aha! Countdown deactivated.
Fantastic. So what did happen to the General?
You cannot stop me!
There must be something we can do, Doctor. No, I stopped time and I still couldn't save him. He's dead.
This one is.
What?
Every Santa is part of the real one. In mind, all body. Sammy Ducks, this happens. No one's immortal. The first time came as a shock, I can tell you.
Sammy, make a wish and count to three. What is your Christmas wish?
Are you crazy?
Trust me.
I wish Christmas happened the way it should always happen. Father Christmas delivering presents to every child on Earth. That lovely old man I've known forever. I want everything back as it was. No Santarans, just Santa and Christmas.
I think we can manage that. Look, it's starting.
The universe can't be without Santa Claus.
There. That's better.
You took your time.
I'm out of practice, unlike some.
Santa, you're all right.
Never better, my dear. Now, my young things, we are very behind schedule. Elves, prepare the sleigh and find Sammy a nice warm coat.
Righto, boss. Right, lads. Let's get moving.
A coat?
A sleigh ride. Your Christmas wish when you were six. I think it's about time, don't you?
You mean it?
Of course! I'm Santa Claus, Father Christmas, remember? And you, Doctor, young fellow, I need some help with a temporal stasis. I think it's getting unreliable.
Sir, yes, sir. And on that winter's night, myself and Sammy saw the Christmas miracle once again. Sammy rode in the sleigh, taking all the toys to all the girls and boys, and me. Well, I just made the job easier. Sammy always asks if Santa was like me, a Time Lord. I just avoided the question. Santa Claus is whatever you want him to be, well, apart from a death-dealing baked potato. Now, as the sleigh and the TARDIS soared high in the sky on that Christmas evening, everything was right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.